This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 10 Pentecost Tuesday. First posted July 22, 2008. Isaiah 55:1-5. Spiritual sustenance. Paraphrase. Come all who thirst spiritually and those who are spiritually poor. Come and obtain wine and milk without cost. Why do you spend hard-earned money for that which is not bread and labor for what will not satisfy? Listen to the Lord and eat what is good, take pleasure in wholesome food. Come to the Lord and listen to Him, so that your soul will live, and the Lord will make an everlasting covenant with you, the promise of His steadfast love, as He had for David. Notice that the Lord made David a witness to all people. He made David a leader and commander over the people. Watch and see, God's people will call nations that never heard of you, and they will come to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for He has glorified you. Isaiah 55:5. Me. Commentary. All who realize their spiritual neediness are invited to come to the Lord and receive spiritual milk and wine without cost. Spiritual milk is the word of God which enables newborn Christians to grow to spiritual maturity. 1 Peter 2:2. The wine of the sacrament of Holy Communion, Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, is the blood of Christ, the supernatural drink which satisfies the spiritual thirst and nurtures and strengthens the Holy Spirit within us. Jews were forbidden to drink the blood of animals or eat meat with its blood because the blood was believed to contain the spirit of the animal. Jesus told His disciples to drink His blood and the wine of the Lord's Supper, so that they would sustain and strengthen the indwelling Holy Spirit of Christ within them. We know that we need physical food and drink to sustain our physical bodies, but we have even more need of spiritual food and drink, and yet we often don't recognize our spiritual need. We feed our bodies but starve our souls. Our bodies are temporal, they will wear out and die, regardless of what we do to sustain and preserve them, but our souls are eternal. If we have made no provision for our souls in this temporal lifetime, there will be no place and no way for us live in eternity. We will spend eternity in eternal death and destruction in hell. Heed, hear and obey God's word and partake of the spiritual food and drink which is eternally wholesome and eternally satisfying. Trust and obey God's word so that your soul will live. David was the shepherd boy whom God made king of Israel. David is an example of God's blessing and empowerment of those who trust and obey the Lord. David is the forerunner and illustration of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the ultimate, perfectly sinless, eternal King of God's people. Jesus is the fulfillment of God's everlasting covenant of steadfast love to David, to Samuel 7:5-14, Psalm 89:20-29. Jesus is the Son of David, Matthew 21:9, the heir to the eternal throne of David. God, our Creator, has revealed Himself through Israel, by His Word, recorded in the Bible, and fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in Jesus Christ, the living Word, John 1:1-5:14. The true Church of Jesus Christ is the new Israel, the new people of God. The Church calls all people to receive free spiritual food and drink through Jesus Christ, and all nations will come in order to obtain true, spiritual, eternal life. Jesus is God's one and only provision for our salvation from eternal condemnation and death, for reconciliation and fellowship with God which was broken by sin, disobedience of God's word, and for spiritual rebirth, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation. Sidebar. Top right. Only Jesus gives the gift, baptism, anointing, of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.